Welcome to J is for Justice podcast. If live breaking news and following true crime is your thing, then please consider subscribing to my channel. And if you like what you see in my videos, please consider giving them a thumbs up. Everybody, I had it wrong. I don't know. Just let me start off by saying welcome to J is for Justice, but I don't know if Jennifer is being charged. I read it wrong. There's going to be a press conference and more charges announced. So it might be Stephen Stearns. And excuse me, I was working outside. I'm very hot. I am very, very hot. We're waiting for them to go live. It's not live yet, but we're getting a press conference. So I changed that to a question mark because I got excited and I read that wrong. I got overly excited. I don't know if it's Jen. So I changed that to a question mark. I apologize. I wasn't trying to clickbait anybody, I promise. Here we go. They're getting ready for us, guys. Whew. So I'm thinking it's probably Stearns, but I just got done reading his docket, too. I've got more to show you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and check his docket while we wait. I am so sorry if I got you guys confused. I apologize. It's been a lot today. It's getting hot in here. Right? Let's get that going. Whoever said that. Oh, Shell, thank you so much for blowing me up. Shell literally blew me up. I had my phone on Do Not Disturb, and I forgot.
Yeah, I actually do have my Wi-Fi, but
I'm logging in to check his docket right now to see if there's anything new on his. I know, I'm so sorry. Okay, hold on.
Mic check.
1, 2, 1, 2. You need to be a little bit louder, dude.
You saw something open.
You're a little low.
Mic check.
Stearns may be charged with them. There's nothing in his docket. The last thing is the waiver of speedy trial and the order granting motion to continue. So nothing has been filed on Stearns. I know. Maybe we can get some answers. Maybe we're going to get some timeline answers. Good afternoon, guys. At least we are all live and set up and ready to go. And you guys, we just have to meet the yellow and the red to spin that wheel in 2 days from now. I've got lots of goodies to give away. Maybe they're going to tell us cause of death. Maybe they're going to announce murder charges. I don't know. We'll find out momentarily. It's about 2 minutes to 4. So they should be coming out any moment. And this is an update from, let's see, who's holding this? State Attorney Andrew A. Bain and the Kissimmee Police Chief Betty Holland. So the woman that was up there before?
Good afternoon, everyone. Just want to let you know we are a couple minutes away from starting. When we do start, we will have two speakers, State Attorney Andrew Bain, followed by Kissimmee Police Chief Betty Holland. We will open it up for questions at the end of the press conference. I do ask you to keep a couple things in mind. When you start, please announce your name, the station you're with. Tell us who the question
they're
is directed
to. They're going
to
be able to answer questions
to, or
ask questions.
And then you can ask your question. Also, we will not be doing one-on-one media interviews at the end of the press conference.
Oh, they're not doing one-on-one. So after
Hello,
the press conference, they're done.
I just wanted to let you know, if you have any inquiries for the Kissimmee Police Department, you can send them to kpdpio@kissimmee.gov. Thank you.
Great. We'll see you in just a couple minutes.
We've got some audio boost here. So we got the best audio here. Go let everybody know in the Fox 35. I'm just kidding. And I get myself sued again.
Good. All right.
Welcome in, everybody. Hey, Kendi. Hey, Jams. Hey, Potato. Shell, thank you for blowing me up. Olive. Karchi. The group is all here. The gang's all here. So we'll see what's going to happen momentarily. Nothing new on Stern's docket. But I guess we can check. Hopefully they actually answer questions, right? What's up, Tom N? Thank you for your super sticker. Appreciate you. Whew. I ran in here. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Because in text, you can tag somebody on iPhone. And I got tagged and it said Jennifer. And then it said charges, press conference. I saw charges, press conference, Jennifer. And I thought it was Jennifer Soto was being charged. So that was me jumping the gun. I'm going to look her up on here just to see. You know, I really hate CAPTCHAs. I fail them every time. Hey, Sassy Southern Law Nerd. We're glad you found us, too. I don't see anything under Jennifer Soto either, so... Y'all's guess is as good as mine. Thank you so much, Annie Pulley. Let me get y'all's chat up here. I'm doing you a disservice today by not being prepared. I was not expecting this today. Welcome to the crew, Sassy Southern Law Nerd. Hopefully you'll join us in the Discords. Rhonda R., thank you. Yeah, throw some purple hearts up for Maddie. Justice for Maddie. Justice for Maddie, 100%. Sick of these scum buckets. Jason Lano, this is a young girl who just turned 13, was actually unalived by her mother's boyfriend after being abused for many years by him. Thank you so much, Makita. I'm a Makita banana, and I'd like to say, have you hugged your Makita today? Thank you so much, honey. Stefan has not been charged with the M word. He's been charged with 60 counts. Yes, 60. 60 counts of child P. This guy. You just saw the indictment. Stefan has been charged with it. It's good to know somebody finally has. Thank you so much, Kels. I'm trying to get y'all's chat up here. Ah, there we go. Thank you so much, Kels. Justice for Maddie. I mean, whoever unalived her needs to be charged, so. He was charged with capital M. Oh, my God. Over 400 photos. Who is this guy? Hey, Slick. These poor kids, man. Being forced around these monsters. It makes me so more. Look at all that purple. I can't even keep up with chat right now. You guys are so awesome. We're in it for the long haul for Maddie. And you know what? I want to know if Santa's involved. I want to know if this investigation went further than just Stefan Stearns. We We don't know. We don't think she's being charged. We're thinking it's him. No, I thought it was the mom. I jumped the gun. I apologize. Let's see here if we can get that indictment. Stephen Stearns. So maybe they had a grand jury. Stephen Stearns charged with first degree M per the Orlando Sentinel. I don't see the updated charges, though. That's what's weird. Osceola court records were updated Wednesday with the charge against Stearns. A grand jury returned a murder indictment against Stearns earlier Wednesday. Today. I put a question mark. Oh, let me change it. I can change it right now. That is false information. All right, here we go, guys.
All right. Just a little bit, sorry. All right, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. Today, the Kissimmee Police Chief and myself are here to provide an update on the death investigation on 13-year-old Madeline Soto, who was reported missing back on February 26th of this year and discovered dead 4 days later. I know the community and the media have been anxious for us to give an update on this case, and this is an opportunity for us to do that. For the last 7 weeks, 7.5 weeks actually, the Kissimmee Police Department and my office have been working closely to go over every piece of evidence that we could gather in this case. It was a voluminous and a lot of evidence to get through during that time, but we were successful in getting through it and making sure that we were able to provide the best case we could. Today we're announcing that Stephen Stearns has been indicted by the grand jury on first degree murder for the killing of Madeline Soto. We presented the case to the grand jury. They returned an indictment earlier today.
Thank you, Annie.
There has been some questions as related to the length of investigation. I just want to let you know again that my office and the Kissimmee Police Department have been working vigilantly in making sure that we had every opportunity to get every piece of evidence that we could. I want to thank the Kissimmee Police Department and their tireless efforts. They've done an amazing job in the heavy lift that we've asked them to do, as well as the prosecutors that have been assigned to this case and making sure that we got every piece of evidence reviewed and gathered in this case. While death investigations usually take around 5 to 6 weeks or longer, we were able to get this one done relatively quickly and get the case to the front of the grand jury, like I said earlier today, to return the indictment against Mr. Stephen Stearns. The death penalty in this case, we have not decided to what decision we're going to make in that case. We're going to continue those discussions going forward, and we'll let you know again when we make that decision as to whether we're going to seek the death penalty in this case.
Ooh.
I want to thank the grand jury for their hard work and their efforts in making sure that we're making this first step in seeking justice for Madeline Soto, for her family, and so this the community can have closure in this case. The defendant will appear at initial appearances, I believe probably in the next day or two. Then the case will proceed down its normal path, and we'll try to keep you abreast of how the case is moving, as well as you probably ask us questions to make sure that we are providing that proper information to keep you abreast of how the case is going down the normal path of the criminal justice system. I'd like now to introduce Chief of Police Betty Holland.
Maybe Betty's going to tell us cause of death.
Comment.
She's so little.
Thank you, State Attorney Mr. Bain. Good afternoon, everyone.
Go, girl.
I want to thank the investigators and the other agencies that assisted us in uncovering the evidence to move forward with this case. We know this case has gained significant public attention because Madeline had just celebrated her 13th birthday and was just a child. The evidence shows an individual that was entrusted to keep Madeline safe made calculated moves to dispose Madeline's belongings and place her body in a wooded area before she was ever reported missing. For the 4 days following her disappearance, the entire community was actively looking to find Madeline safe and alive. Tragically, on March 1st, Madeline's remains were found. Our detectives have worked tirelessly to piece together the events leading up to Madeline's disappearance and death. With the collaboration of the state's attorney's office, we prepared the case for the grand jury that was heard today. The grand jury determined that our department secured enough evidence to obtain a first-degree murder indictment. We appreciate each grand jury member for their careful consideration. We want to thank the diligent work of the state's attorney's office, the medical examiner's office, and our other law enforcement partners who assisted with this investigation. Your expertise and dedication were instrumental in uncovering the truth. The indictment signifies a crucial step forward in our quest for justice and a testament to our commitment to honoring Madeline's memory. We will now take questions. Right, I'm going to defer to the state's attorney.
Good afternoon. Although an indictment has been returned this afternoon, it is still an open and ongoing criminal investigation.
Chills.
So much of this information cannot be disclosed until Mr. Stern's attorney, if he does so, elects to participate in discovery, and then all of you in the media know how to go about seeking information through public records.
Not that we've uncovered.
Can you tell us anything about the evidence that points to being served?
State attorney?
Again, all questions about the facts of the case are not subject to disclosure because of public records laws at this time. Once his attorney participates in discovery, then you can make public records requests through your normal channels as you do in other cases. At this time, the only person being charged is Stephen Stearns. And again, this is not over. There is an ongoing investigation to uncover more evidence, and therefore we can't comment.
Nope.
There's going to be the same response on any question about the facts of the case.
Y'all are going to eat your words if you keep running your trap.
Through the facts of the case.
She's not cleared.
So with any death case that is reviewed by my office, when it's determined to be a homicide, we have to look at the statutory aggravating factors that are laid out in our Florida law. Once we've determined that we have sufficient evidence to prove those factors to the proper evidentiary standard, then we have to talk about whether this is a death penalty case. And that's a discussion that we're still going to be having for the next couple of weeks.
Thank you, Sherry.
Make sure that we're making a legal decision that's appropriate in this case.
Leading up to this, have there been any discussions with Mr. Stearns, considering there's so many other factors there with people you guys are looking into? Has he decided to participate in your investigation?
I'll leave that for Mr. Will.
Cannot comment on whether Mr. Stearns has been doing anything. He has counsel. And as far as plea offers, no, there are no plea offers made on the open case. You can address that question with the indictment that should be on the clerk's website if it's not already.
Oh, well, let's go look, because it wasn't before.
I'm going to have to defer to the state's attorney.
Again, any question about the facts of the case, it's going to be the same answer. Once his attorney participates in discovery, the public records laws change, and you all will be able to get a lot of that information. As far as the 60 counts that are already filed against Mr. Stearns, that is solely involving Mr. Stearns as a defendant. Not to those 60 charges.
Oh, yeah, it's here.
It's the family working with an investigation.
It's an ongoing investigation. Can't comment on who's working with us.
This will be the last question. I'll let you get that in. What was it?
It's facts of the case. Can't comment it.
Come on.
So thank you all so much for coming out today. If you need this gentleman's name, it is Will J, W-I-L-L-J-A-Y.
J.
He is our homicide unit chief for the state attorney's office for the 9th Judicial Circuit. Thank you all so much for coming out today.
Wow. How come I don't see an indictment, though? I just see the charges. I don't see any description, any document with it. Okay, so that wraps up that. Let's show you guys the docket. Thank you for joining today, guys, at the last minute. This has been a little bit crazy.
Columbia University has given pro-Palestinian protesters 48 hours from the start of today to break down their
encampment. Oh, son of a gun. Okay. All right, so where do I, am I missing something here? Because I don't see any documents. Let's go back one. View case. That's what I just did. I don't see any documents in here. Like nothing's clickable. So they're going to decide on the death penalty, but yeah, there's no docs here. It just says first degree murder, capital. Unless, I mean, I'm glad he's been charged, but clearly we'll replay that press conference and I'm going to boost that audio some more. I just don't see any documents here. Thank you so much, Mike. We are so close to that goal. Thank you so much. So generous of y'all. But yeah, I don't see anything in here yet. Unbelievable. Poor Maddie. But let's watch that press conference again. I'm going to boost the audio a different way so we can actually maybe hear the questions and pay attention. It went really fast, did it not? It went really fast. It was 9 minutes long. So let's get this up here and watch it one more time before we go. There's that. Give me 2 seconds and we will watch this with some better volume. All right.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. Today, the Kissimmee Police Chief and myself are here to provide an update on the death investigation.
Thank you, Makita. You're so generous. Thank
Madeline
you.
Madeline Soto. Who was reported missing back on February 26th of this year and discovered dead 4 days later. Mm-hmm. I know the community and the media have been anxious for us to give an update on this case, and this is an opportunity for us to do that. For the last 7 weeks, 7.5 weeks actually, the Kissimmee Police Department and my office have been working closely to go over every piece of evidence that we could gather in this case. It was a voluminous and a lot of evidence to get through during that time, but we were successful in getting through it and making sure that we were able to provide the best case we could. Today, we're announcing that Stephen Stearns has been indicted by the grand jury on first-degree murder for the killing of Madeline Soto. We presented the case to the grand jury. They returned an indictment earlier today. There has been some questions as related to the length of investigation. I just want to let you know again that my office and the Kissimmee Police Department have been working vigilantly in making sure that we had every opportunity to get every piece of evidence that we could. I want to thank the Kissimmee Police Department and their tireless efforts. They've done an amazing job in the heavy lift that we've asked them to do, as well as the prosecutors that have been assigned to this case and making sure that we got every piece of evidence reviewed and gathered in this case. While death investigations usually take around 5 to 6 weeks or longer, we were able to get this one done relatively quickly and get the case to the front of the grand jury, like I said earlier today, to return the indictment against Mr. Stephen Stearns. The death penalty in this case, we have not decided to what decision we're going to make in that case. We're going to continue those discussions going forward, and we'll let you know again when we make that decision as to whether we're going to seek the death penalty in this case.
I don't know why they can't release.
I want to thank the grand jury for their hard work and their efforts in making sure that we're making this first step in seeking justice for Madeline Soto, for her family, and so this the community can have closure in this case. The defendant will appear at initial appearances, I believe probably in the next day or two. Then the case will proceed down its normal path, and we'll try to keep you abreast of how the case is moving, as well as you probably ask us questions to make sure that we are providing that proper information to keep you abreast of how the case is going down the normal path of the criminal justice system. I'd like now to introduce Chief of Police Betty Holland, and for her to provide comment.
I changed it right after I went live. People are still having a fit. Welcome.
Thank you, State Attorney Mr. Bain. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to thank the investigators and the other agencies that assisted us in uncovering the evidence to move forward with this case. We know this case has gained significant public attention because Madeline had just celebrated her 13th birthday and was just a child. The evidence shows an individual that was entrusted to keep Madeline safe made calculated moves to dispose Madeline's belongings and place her body in a wooded area before she was ever reported missing. For the 4 days following her disappearance, the entire community was actively looking to find Madeline safe and alive. Tragically, on March 1st, Madeline's remains were found. Our detectives have worked tirelessly to piece together the events leading up to Madeline's disappearance and death. With the collaboration of the state's attorney's office, we prepared the case for the grand jury that was heard today. The grand jury determined that our department secured enough evidence to obtain a first-degree murder indictment. We appreciate each grand jury member for their careful consideration. We want to thank the diligent work of the state's attorney's office, the medical examiner's office, and our other law enforcement partners who assisted with this investigation. Your expertise and dedication were instrumental in uncovering the truth. The indictment signifies a crucial step forward in our quest for justice.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
And a testament to our commitment to honoring Madeline's memory. We will now take questions.
Can you give us a cause of death? That was the first question.
Right, I'm going to defer to the state's attorney.
Good afternoon. Although an indictment has been returned this afternoon, it is still an open and ongoing criminal investigation. So much of this information cannot be disclosed until Mr. Stearns' attorney, if he does so, elects to participate in discovery, and then all of you in the media know how to go about seeking information through public records.
Not that we've uncovered.
Okay, wait. I think they just asked if anyone else... Wait, hold on. Was anyone else in the house... Damn, I can't hear it.
In the media know how to go about seeking information through public records.
Was there anyone else in the house...
Not that we've uncovered.
God, I cannot. I'm trying hard to hear them.
State attorney?
Again, all questions about the facts of the case are not subject to disclosure because of public records laws at this time. Once his attorney participates in discovery, then you can make public records requests through your normal channels as you do in other cases. At this time, the only person being charged is Stephen Stearns. And again, this is not over. There is an ongoing investigation to uncover more evidence, and therefore we can't comment.
I think that says it all right there. Sorry, my dog's going nuts, like Amazon's here or something. But that says it all right there. Is anyone else being charged? Listen again.
At this time, the only person being charged is Stephen Stearns. And again, this is not over. There is an ongoing investigation to uncover more evidence, and therefore we can't comment. There's going to be the same response on any question about the facts of the case. Through the facts of the case.
So in other words, we have to wait for everything to be filed and then we can request them. What are the factors to decide if there's going to be the DP?
So with any death case that is reviewed by my office, when it's determined to be a homicide, we have to look at the statutory aggravating factors that are laid out in our Florida law. Once we've determined that we have sufficient evidence to prove those factors to the proper evidentiary standard, then we have to talk about whether this is a death penalty case. And that's a discussion that we're still going to be having for the next couple of weeks to make sure that we're making a legal decision that's appropriate in this case.
Leading up to this, have there been any discussions with Mr. Stearns, considering there's so many other factors, very little people you guys are looking into? Has he decided to participate in your investigation?
I'll leave that for Mr. Will.
Wait, I want to hear that question again. Is there other people that you guys are looking into? It depends, Anne, how many pages it is and stuff. It just depends. Are you looking into other people in this investigation?
Mr. Stearns, considering there's so many other factors, very little people you guys are looking into, has he decided to participate in your investigation?
I'll leave that for Mr. Will.
Cannot comment on whether Mr. Stearns has been doing anything. He has counsel. And as far as plea offers, no, there are no plea offers made on the open case.
No plea offers. You see that? He's like, this piece of shit is not getting a plea offer from us. And see the man in the purple bow tie? He's like, mm-mm. We ain't playing with this piece of shit.
You can address that question with the indictment that should be on the clerk's website if it's not already.
And it's not.
I'm going to have to defer to the state's attorney.
Again, any question about the facts of the case, it's going to be the same answer. Once his attorney participates in discovery, the public records laws change, and you all will be able to get a lot of that information.
Once what happens? I want to know when I need to be on the computer.
That information. Again, any question about the facts of the case, it's going to be the same answer. Once his attorney participates in discovery, the public records laws change, and you all will be able to get a lot of that information.
Okay, so once his attorney responds to discovery, so maybe after his initial appearance, oh yeah, purple bow tie guy is not playing. He's not playing with this dude. I still couldn't understand.
As far as the 60 counts that are already filed against Mr. Stearns, that is solely involving Mr. Stearns as a defendant. Not to those 60 charges.
Oh, sorry.
The family working with an investigation.
It's an ongoing investigation. Can't comment on who's working with us.
Okay. This will be the last question. I'll let you get that in. What was it?
It's facts of the case. Can't comment it.
So thank you all so much for coming out today. If you need this gentleman's name, it is Will J, W-I-L-L-J-A-Y. He is our homicide unit chief for the state attorney's office for the 9th Judicial Circuit. Thank you all so much for coming out today.
No, they don't use a grand jury they don't use a grand jury when they don't have enough evidence. That's not why they use a grand jury. They use a grand jury so they didn't have to do a preliminary hearing to bind him over. They did it because it's private. And I'm pretty sure that they did it for Madeline's privacy, not because they don't have enough on him. I mean, have you seen they had how many images? I mean, come on. If this isn't a cut and dry case, I mean, besides the outside bullshit. But I don't know where you guys are seeing an indictment. I mean, it says charged with first degree murder, but I don't see any PDF document in these. I don't know what I'm missing, but I Googled it as well, and I don't see. It just says the indictment said Stearns allegedly killed Soto between February 25th and February 27th. Her body was found on March 1st. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry, heathen. I must eat my words for the second time today. When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. It's right here, y'all. It was not in the court site, though. Look. It's not here. I'm not lying unless they just added it. Hold up. Hold up. We're going to look at the official site. Thank you so much, heathen. No, you're awesome, heathen. That was my bad. Look, it's right here. Arraignment 4/29. Kendo, get that on the calendar. Next Monday at 1:30 p.m. is Stephen Stearns' arraignment for this. Arraignment 1:30 and on 4/29. And see, I still don't see it. I still don't see a damn thing, but that's all right. We'll look at it over here. So why does it say spring term? It looks like a fucking college thing. Spring term? Have you ever seen that on a court document, y'all? Spring term? In the circuit court of the 9th Judicial Circuit in and for Osceola County, Florida. Spring term 2024. I've never seen that on a court doc. Direct indictment case number written in first degree murder, state of Florida versus Stephen Michael Stearns. The grand jurors of the county of Osceola duly called and paneled and sworn to inquire and true presentment make in and for the body of county of Osceola upon their oaths do present that Stephen Michael Stearns on or between the 25th day of February 2024 and the 27th day of February 2024 in said county and state did in violation of Florida statute from a premeditated design to effect the death of Madeline Soto, a human being, unlawfully kill Madeline Soto. So what's interesting to me, though, is the 25th day of February and the 27th day. And look at they dox the grand jury here. Look at her name right there. Holy. That's crazy. They probably should have put that out. First degree murder capital. It says hair black, I should say eyes black, and then that's it. I investigation officer from Kissimmee Police is Mark Morris. These poor police officers that had to look at these photos. Tomorrow is that piece of shit's birthday, too. Look, tomorrow's Stephen Stern's birthday. Happy birthday, motherfucker. You got some first-degree murder charges for your birthday. You got some first-degree murder charges for your birthday, Stephen. Happy early fucking birthday, you POS. But what I'm confused about, her party was on the 25th, but they take it all the way into the 27th. Why do they do that? They said they saw her deceased in the car on the 26th. Lucia has been a member. Thank you for 27 months. Yeah, no cake for you, motherfucker. Happy birthday, Lacey. We have a birthday in the house. Miss Lacey, this one's for you, babe. Go, go, shorty. It's your birthday. You guys don't see much of the doggos and the cat lately, but hey, we made our super chat goal. We just have to make that tip goal. We are about $44 short, so hopefully we will get there. I am live tonight taking your calls at 7 p.m., but before we depart, I wanted to show you four documents, okay, that I pulled after they made them all public after our last live. And I was like, oh my gosh. So we can show these now. Just a few more documents from his docket that weren't available to view before that are now available to view. Nothing huge, nothing pressing, but I did want to share it because we are going to follow this with a fine tooth comb. Here's the first one. It just kind of tells you a little bit of the evidence they have. Check this out. I thought this one was freaking wow. Okay. So it says notice of supplemental discovery comes now the state of Florida by and through the undersigned assistant state attorney and hereby make the following information available to the defense and states as follows. So this is part of the discovery that they handed over. Here it is. Digital media number one. Defendant interviews. Jennifer Soto interviews. Photographs taken during the search warrant of the residence. Photographs during the search warrant of the defendant. And they said, please provide a 128 gigabyte USB in order for copies to be made for your office. Okay, the next one. Thank you, Allison. Way to go, Jay. You're always on top of everything. This POS is going down. Well, you can thank Shell for me not missing this one today. All right, so here is the notice. So they're in discovery are Jennifer's interviews. What does that tell you? Her interviews are part of evidence. Why? So this one says here, this is the Google. Okay. So notice of intent to rely upon business record certification. This document serves as notice to the above-listed defendant that the state of Florida intends to introduce the documents described in the attached business record certification into evidence at a hearing or trial of this matter. One, the state received business records from Google pertaining to account sustinet@gmail.com. The Google reference number is 539-66509. The business address is Google's address. due to the content of the records. The records described in the business records certification are located at and may be inspected at a mutually agreeable time at the state's attorney's office located in Kissimmee, Florida. You must give the undersigned 24 hours written notice of the time you would like to appear between 8:30 and 5 on any regular business day. So as you can see, Google's certificate of authenticity. These are straight from Google servers. Attached is a true and correct copy of records pertaining to the Google account holders identified with the account sustinet@gmail.com with Google reference number 53966509. Accompanying the certificate of authenticity as attachment A is a list of hash values corresponding to each file produced in response to the search warrant. His stuff was in Google Drive associated with his email. This document is a record made and retained by Google. Google servers record this data automatically at the time or reasonably soon after it is entered or transmitted by the user. And this data is kept in the course of this regularly conducted activity and was made by regularly conducted activity as a regular practice of Google. Google saves everything. These people that commit these crimes are going to go down just because of this shit. This document is a true duplicate of original records that were generated by Google's electronic process. The accuracy of Google's electronic process is regularly verified by Google. Melanie, welcome in. Alina Garvey from Google. And they got these on 2/28/24. Now, let me just go back here. These are all images, okay? This is just, look at this list. Hash values for production files. These are all files from Stephen Stearns. Look at this. It goes on and on and freaking on. Do you see this? 20 pages of Google files. See this? Sustinet@gmail. This motherfucker going down. Down hard. You see this? I mean, I haven't stopped scrolling. This poor baby girl. Look. Sustinet. Look at this one. Sustinet. YouTube and YouTube Music. Comments made by user. YouTube and YouTube Music uploads. Android device configuration. See this? It kind of tells us what it is. YouTube Music basic subscriber. Sustinet@gmail. Look at, he had a fucking phone number, a Google Voice. Voice subscriber, voice communication. See this? Damn, I wish I could open that shit. Voice billing, my activity, message information, mail, look at location history, look, timeline of location history, he's fucked. Location history, timeline, another location history, all of this is his location. Google Play Store, Google Play Store subscription. Purchase history. All this is Google Play Store. So he had a Droid. Google Photos. Print subscription and orders. Google Photos. Oh my God. So those are all photos. All these are photos. Oh my God. All right, let's go down to the very bottom. No, I don't think so. Santa was moved to another jail, which was interesting. He was arrested in the same county, but he was put in Seminole County Jail or another jail. I can't remember which county, but he wasn't put in the same county. It was weird because it's not Florida, Allison. Florida is awesome. Florida lets you see a lot. We have Google Pay. Google Pay. So who's he Google paying? Android device configuration. That might have been when he reset his device right here. What a dumbass. What a scum. But let's go back up to the top and let's look at this. Because remember the whole mess in Delphi? How those crime scene photos got fucking leaked? Because dumbass Richard Allen's attorneys left them sitting around in their office like fuck nuts. See, that to me is shameful. I think his attorneys are shameful for that. And people just go, oh, so they saw a few documents. Who cares? Yeah, who cares? You'd care if it was your baby girl spread out there naked and dead. Then you'd care. And it makes me sick. So do you see what they did here? They told the defense, due to the content of the records described in the business record are located at and may be inspected at a mutually agreeable time at the state's attorney's office. If that prosecutor and if Indiana would have done the same thing by keeping those protected with the prosecutor and allowing the defense to only view them, maybe they wouldn't have gotten in the hands of fucking YouTubers. Leave it to fucking YouTube. Leave it to YouTube. All right, let's look at the next doc. I mean, people act like, oh, it's no big deal. Fuck those attorneys leaving that shit out. Pisses me off. All right. But what doesn't these days when it comes to these pedos? So here is his for the CP appearance order. This is just the new dates. We have a pretrial on 7/10 of 2024. And then we have a jury trial on 8/19 of 2024. For those charges. No, I'm not talking about Maddie being unclothed. I'm talking about the girls in Delphi. Maddie was not unclothed. Now, in the photos, yes, those sound very graphic. And it sounds like she was in compromised positions and doing compromising things. But this investigation is not over. They made that abundantly clear. I mean, I don't think they could have made it more clear that they are not done. And whether that means there's another link with Santa or, you know, more charges on this. But here's one more doc. Hold on. Oh, that's the same one. The defendant interviews and Jennifer Soto interviews. So as these things are put into discovery, he says, we will start to get them and we'll find out more and more information. It's just going to be a process. It's just going to be a process, guys. Oh, Mega's twins are playing baseball tonight. Good luck, boys. Good luck, boys. How fun. They're still digging and they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop.
All right.
I'm out. I got to go get more stuff done. I'll see you guys back here at 7 in just a couple hours. It's going to be in Orlando at the Osceola Circuit Court. So also Santa is going to trial in June, and I would like to attend that if possible. We'll see what happens with that because that's a federal case and you can't watch that on TV. So good luck to the little sluggers tonight, you guys. Thanks for joining. I'm going to roll our credits. I'll see you guys tonight for some call-in. Get prepared to call in with your theories, comments on the Sebastian Rogers case. Sure to check out my other videos and playlists for more true crime content. And if that's not enough, you can join our Patreon. Don't have a tinfoil hat? It's okay. We'll make you one. It's that easy. See you guys in the next video.
See you later. Bye.
I don't give a damn. I don't really care about you and your problems. I don't give a damn. You talk way too much. I have heard enough about you and your problems. I don't give a damn.
You don't hold a candle.
Roberta.
Roly poly, daddy's little boy. Daddy's gonna be a man someday.
You wanna feel fizz on the real,
yeah. There's a lot of
differently. You're making plans to get to France, but don't wanna face the fact.
Oh my God. God forbid. God forbid. One comment.
I'm gonna get drunk and ride my horse.
You don't want Jennifer or two Jennifers?
Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Jennifer loves horses. Bye, Jennifer.